I'm Kier.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Jay from Gallifrey Public Radio,
a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual.
Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mrs. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea, coming to you live from the Legends Studios via the interwebs. It's the Legends Entertainment News Stream. I'm Beef.
And I'm Wing. And these are the news for the week ending December 4th, 2015. Like every week, we're ready to geek out about TV, movies, and more. So, Beef, what time is it?
News time!
And there's not that... Well, we mind news, but right now, if you're not talking about Star Wars, it's really tough finding
There's some out there. It's just not as much as you think.
It's just that Star Wars is taking over everything. But we'll talk about that by the end of the show. But... first of all, I want to talk a little bit. I went to see a movie this week, and it's called Creed. And I have to say that Sylvester Stallone was really, 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 really good in it. Which makes me wonder.
A broken clock is right twice a day, y'all.
Yeah, probably. Because when you have a performance that great and everything, why would you go back to the well and do a Rambo TV show? A Rambo and Son TV show called New Blood.
Didn't they do a New Blood? Wouldn't this be New Blood?
No, they did First Blood. Then,
oh, okay.
The first one was just called First Blood, I think, originally. Then the second one was called Rambo. It's not Second Blood, it was something else. But they went with weird title after that. So New Blood kind of worked, but Stallone, I don't remember Stallone on TV. I mean, I'm sure he got a great paycheck for Creed, and I think he might get a Oscar nomination for that also. So I find that weird as a project for him to go back to Rambo, not in a movie. I would have taken another Rambo movie, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so confused. Rambo? Really?
The last one was good. John Rambo? No, it was just called Rambo.
I don't know, Vietnam War shit.
Well, it's not Vietnam War anymore. It's to show how he evolved after the Vietnam War. And that's always been the interesting part about Rambo. It's to see that veteran that is so... the war destroyed him and he can't adapt to society. And that's what I like in the Rambo thing. It's not him shooting and everything. It's to see how our soldier comes back fucked up from defending us, and that's the interesting part I think of Rambo. It's showing how these people give everything and then we're like, yeah, go back to your life. It's not that easy. So yeah, Agent Carter, new poster. Well, it's coming. It's a nice poster. It's just her.
I'm excited for it. When is it coming out again?
It airs in the break of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so start of January.
Oh, it's that early again? Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. The same thing. Legends of Tomorrow is going to have around the same time slot. I think they saw Agent Carter working that well, and they decided to basically copy the trick. And I haven't seen Legends of Tomorrow yet, but the trailers looks really, really, really good.
The new X-Files TV spot.
Yeah.
Looks amazing. And it's just a, what, 30-second teaser?
Oh, yeah, and they're just playing on the fear. And that's what I love. That light that was on the sky of, California a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, it's real-life footage they play with.
Yeah, and they're like, everybody saw it. The government said it's missile testing, but is it really?
No, it totally wasn't missile testing. I mean, we know that. But anyways,
the truth is out there.
Oh, I can't wait for this. I can't wait for this.
Now, okay, this is supposedly, what, just a 6-episode limited run, right?
Yeah, basically, at some point they wanted to do another movie, but the performance of the last one...
shit.
Yeah, no studio wanted to back that off. So when they saw what Heroes was doing, the miniseries, decided to do the same thing.
But Heroes wasn't a miniseries. I mean, it's not...
It's 8 episodes. It's a miniseries. It's like
no, it's 10 episodes, I think. But either way, whether it was 8 or 10, it's still... A miniseries is like... I don't know, to me, a miniseries feels more like the BBC model, where it's a small, self-contained series that just happens to have some plot holes or, you know, threads hanging, but it's still relatively self-contained.
Battlestar Galactica, the first miniseries that launched the series. That was only 4 episodes, though.
everybody was dead at that point in time. That's really what you thought at the end of it. You know, there nothing really was going to come of it. But I don't know. I don't know. I just don't.
Anyway, I hope this is good. I hope this rocks, and they keep doing that every year.
I do, too. I just, as long as they give us six good episodes or whatever it is, I don't want to flame out like episodes. There are seasons 9, 8, 9, and 10 or whatever, and Mulder's abducted, and or no, he's not, or who fucking knows. Yeah, I'm not having that shit anymore.
No. The three seasons that you named were abysmal. Those were some of the worst. And let's be honest, the start of X-Files was good, but that was a show in the 90s.
Have you rewatched it?
Yeah, I rewatched a little bit. And
it's not as good. It's good. It's still great, but it does not hold up as well as the memories do. The storylines and stuff and the cinematography and everything's great, but the acting and just it's still in the first couple seasons it's a bit weak.
Oh, I'm gonna fight you a little bit on this, but not that much. The acting is okay. It's not great. It's okay.
I'll give you that.
The thing is, again, as I said, it's a show from the 90s, and it's really reek of the 90s, which means you have the monster of the week, and every couple of weeks you have what they call an arc episode or something. Now we do full season arcs. So when you watch the old X-File today,
It's a different, completely different model.
It's very episodic and everything.
Well, this started the episode Monster of the Week, really, if you think about it.
Yeah, because after that, Buffy came in and everybody took the same model. But
I grew up to this show. This was like scary Friday night viewing.
Yeah, because the concept of X-Files was like do the Twilight Zone, but with a thread, with the same characters. And at some point, they got away from that because of the arc character, and everybody wanted to know about the Smoking Man and all these things.
How is that fucker still alive?
I have no idea. They better have a pretty good explanation.
I quit smoking like a year and a half ago, and every time I get a cough, I think I'm dying of cancer.
Yep. But and he was in a house that exploded in season 9 or something like that, so they better have a really good explanation. But anyway, all this to say that this season, or this miniseries, call it whatever you want, it's a show from 2015, so they should probably keep that story arc idea. I think X-File, if they're able to write it a little bit like, what's the other show we loved that was a little bit like X-File? Fringe, yeah. If they can get the Fringe idea of the story arc and play with, just incorporate that in X-File, you have a show.
Yes, I completely agree 1,000,000%, but I want to see a full story from this.
Yes.
I don't want it to flake out where it goes too long like the first time and gets so overly meaty and bullshit it doesn't matter, but I also don't want it to be too short and blasé where nobody actually knows what the hell's going on and it gets canceled after two seasons of broad arching story arc when they were shooting for 5.
Yeah.
No. You know what I mean? Like, I want each mini season or series to be self-contained.
To wrap up.
At least, you know, 80 or 90%, which will never happen. But I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah.
It's so great to want.
But look, here we're really excited. I know Shark Tackle was also a big fan, and she just can't wait. Every time she sees a trailer, she's like, is it out? Is it out? Is it out? I'm like,
when is it coming out?
I don't even remember.
Well, for shit's sakes, man.
Dude, we do the news every week, so at some point it's next week and it's going to be in the news. That's how I react to these things at this point.
Well, I keep forgetting like how soon Star Wars is, and as we record, it's like 15 days from right now.
Yeah, no, it's January 24th that X-Files comes out. So it's a month and a half.
Well, before you know it'll be Christmas, and then it's a month from there.
Yeah, there you go. Before you know it, you're there. So before you know it, you're going to have seen Star Wars, and people are going to bitch online.
People are already bitching online. Too late.
Yeah, I know. What can I say? That's why the internet has been created. Flash Arrow crossover. That was this week. I'm going to be honest. That was a little bit of a down. Last year was way, way better. This felt like a setup for something else.
I'm trying to find a way to say this without it sounding too weird. Who went which way?
Oh, they didn't win. They didn't fight each other this year.
No, but I meant, like, did Flash go to Arrow show or Arrow go to Flash's?
Oh, they do a two-episode arc. So one night you watch The Flash, the other night you watch Arrow, and it's a two-parter.
Okay.
The episode basically introduces Hawkman and Hawkgirl are going to be in Legends of Tomorrow. The whole 2 hours feels like a setup for Legends of Tomorrow. They're not bad episodes. They're okay episodes. But if I compare them to last year, where both episodes were epic, this was okay. I see your point. You're introducing a bunch of characters that can be interesting and everything. Knowing that I'm not going to have them in this show, but I have to watch another show? Okay, sure. Like I said, it's not a bad episode, and it did great rating. I think Arrow did 1.3 and Flash did 1.4, which is really, really good for this show. So, hey.
No, okay, can I ask you a stupid question? Sure. We're all talking about the burnout, right? The burnout of Marvel and everybody's overarching
super
universe. Yeah, and their universes. You know, you're going to get burned out on Marvel, and you miss some of this, you miss some of that. Do you find it a little bit more tedious even with the DC shows because of the fact that you have to watch 10 or 15 episodes or 20 episodes, whatever it is, a season of now, what, 5 or 6 different shows, or soon to be 5 or 6 different shows?
Yes and no. I'll explain you why. The shows are well made enough that even if you're not caught up on one of the 2 shows, you can watch these 2-parters and be okay. So let's say you would say, I'm not a big fan of Arrow. I want to just watch The Flash, but I want to check the crossover. They're recapping enough stuff that happened since the last crossover that you're not going to be lost. Like, okay, he's teaming up with other superheroes. That's fun and that's great. Talking about superhero fatigue.
But overall, time invested, though, as well.
Well, the thing that happens, okay, you want to see where the backlash happens? Last year, I was watching all of these shows, weeks of release, which were Gotham, Arrow, and Flash.
Okay.
I was not able to watch Constantine every week. I binged that at the end. And that's a bit what's happening right now. Right now, I'm able to watch one of these shows every week. With my new schedule, I can watch one of them. So I chose The Flash, which I know I was on the Starling Tribune. I know. But I chose The Flash because it's more relaxing. Anyway, so I binge watch Arrow. When I have 4 or 5 episodes at some point, boom, let's go. I watch a bunch of Arrow. I'm doing the same thing with Supergirl. So I'm not getting into these numbers. I'm getting into the 5 plus 10, 5 plus 15 instead of airing date. So when you're going to start adding more, Legends of Tomorrow plays in the break again. So that's going to be the only show I'm going to watch because that's going to be the only show that's going to air. But the more they add, I mean, I watched 2 episodes of Gotham this season. Since last season did not impress me that much, but I watched it all. First 2 episodes were really great. Okay, they were great. I'm leaving them on my DVR. But during the break for Christmas, I'm going to binge watch. I'm not in their number at all.
Dude, Gotham is totally campy and totally awesome this season.
Yeah, everybody's
telling me. The Rise of the Villains, it's so awesome and cheesy and great. And
the twist they did with the Joker was awesome.
Yes.
That was awesome. And I'm not going to spoil it, but it's really, really, really good.
Yeah.
So I encourage you to check it out. But like I said, if you ask me what...
So you are watching Flash or Arrow?
Right now, I'm caught up on everything.
But what are you... What is
your
weekly?
Flash.
While you watch Wash? Flash. Okay, Flash. So you'll see Mark Hamill next week.
I'll see Mark Hamill. I'm so excited about that. Mark Hamill in Episode 9, the return of the original Trickster.
He should have been back in Episode 7. I mean, really? Come on, guys.
I think last year was Episode 7, but anyway, for them, it's great promotion because they get all the Star Wars people right now that wants to see what Mark Hamill looks like right now. So, I'll be honest, I can't wait for this. Mark, have you seen the episode last year with him?
No, I don't do The Flash or watch it, whatnot.
Oh yeah, you're more into heavier show than these.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't really follow that. I mean, I'm sure they're great shows. I just never got into them.
But
someday I'll go back. But
we're talking about superhero fatigue. Let's talk about comic book fatigue. I binge watch Walking Dead during the summer. Now I don't watch it every week. You do.
But see,
we both made choice on our.
I don't
comic
think that's.
Book.
But see, that's not a comic book to me.
Okay, to you it's not, but it still is.
True.
I mean,
but I watch a lot of TV though. Abby and I watch as much TV as we can. We have a handful of good shows, so. There's always a list of more.
There you go. By the way, I'm mid-season in Hannibal Season 3. Oh, dear God.
Yeah, that's the last one, right?
Yeah, that's the last one.
I'm
in the mid-season, but this season is so well-written, but I understand why they didn't get the rating. It's not an easy show to watch.
No, not at all. We're about midway through, too, and once it actually starts getting back to the storylines that you know,
yeah,
even more, it's even more amazing. So that's, you know what, I have to write that down. I'm looking at the list of our TV right in front of us.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really.
Are you watching Doctor Who?
I'm so late. I'm at episode 6, I think, and they just finished the season.
Okay.
So I'm late. I know there was a return of Gallifrey and all that. I'm excited.
I haven't. Thanks a lot, jerk.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Ruiner of stuff. No, it was probably just this last weekend. I don't know.
It was on the internet, so I just saw it. But I didn't see the episode, so I don't know what's happening. I'll be honest, one of the things that bugs me a lot in Doctor Who this season, I love Capaldi from last season when he was all stuck up and stuff. And now he unstuck up and he's moving around with sonic glasses and a guitar. And I'm like, you're not like the same character from last year.
I like him a bit on stock up, but the glasses and the guitar are pissing me off.
That's too much.
Because the glasses weren't bad, but they show him with the fucking guitar every like intro and outro of the episode. It's like, dude, we get it. You play guitar in real life. Get over yourself.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like after season one, they were like, oh, he's too much. Let's bring him down a little bit, make him more funny or something, which they did. And looking at the reading, people seems to like that and agree with that. Personally, they just took what I loved from him and stripped him away. So I'm like, oh, you took my favorite doctor and made him okay instead of great. So that's why I didn't keep going after the 6th episode. I'm going to binge watch during the Christmas break. But that's the only thing. I love Capaldi, but freaking guitar. Come on.
Supergirl gets a full season.
Oh yeah, I watched the first
20 episodes.
Yeah, that's good season.
That's real good.
Yeah, I watched the first 3. The pilot was meh. I already seen the pilot anyway. Episode 2 was okay. We're adjusting. Episode 3 was good. And what I hear, that's they're keeping that pace. It's better and better and better and better. Except for the red tornado suit that looks like it was made of plastic and paint. But
wow, paint.
Paint, red paint. Come on.
In random news that we should have done before, but it just came to my brain, Star Wars Battlefronts is amazing on all systems and PCs.
Oh, can I rant?
Sure.
Can I rant? Star Wars Battlefront is amazing on all platforms and PCs, but is the most freaking expensive game ever. You buy the game for $70, and then you have access to half the game. And then you can buy this, you can buy that.
That's how all new games are, dude.
Dude, one of my friends is playing really hardcore. Okay, and he's trying to buy as the least minimum amount of stuff just to be competitive.
Yeah.
It cost him $130 as a startup.
You don't, dude, you can just play and play and play, and then you'll get the credits. Who gives a shit?
But look online. I'm not the only one that has a problem
with
that.
You don't need that stuff. I'm competitive. Well, not competitive, but I'm somewhat okay, and I get it.
Well, but let's say you want to play with your friend that bought the collector edition and have all this stuff in it. You need to buy that stuff.
You don't get all this stuff with the collector edition. I bought the collector edition for 10 extra bucks, and all you got was Han Solo's blaster and two other things.
There's another edition that was like $130 or something that had more stuff in it.
Oh, whatever. It's still an amazing game. It takes you to all these places that you've only seen before on movies.
Did you get the Jakku DLC?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You didn't pay for that? No. If you didn't pay for it, then you don't get it.
But you can still get the DLC up to the day they release it, even after, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, true. But yes, if we're just talking about the game is great. If we're talking about the way they released it, this is the EA way.
You're right, and they did that with Destiny, and they did it with Titanfall, and after a while, they released all of the shit for Titanfall for free.
Yeah, because they're getting a lot of aggravation for it, but they're making money until then, so... Yeah.
Exactly. That's why you wait.
But I don't like that model. Sell me a game. Charge me $80.
I know.
Okay, charge me $80, but give me the fucking game.
But honestly, hold on. With everything that they give you on this, can I... Completely honest, Star Wars Battlefronts, you can do a bazillion different things. There's probably 12 or 15 different multiplayer game modes for online multiplayer, right? There's 3 or 4 different game modes for two-player co-op, whether that's split screen or with a friend. And then in each of those 3 game modes, there's like 4 different game options.
Yeah, okay, there's a lot.
For co-op campaign, dude, that's amazing.
There's a lot of stuff in the game, yeah.
I haven't been able to split a screen with any of my homies at my house in years. Nobody does that.
Not in years. Last time I was there, we played the Borderlands until we died.
Borderlands, yes, but that's
pretty much it.
That's one of the only games in the last years that have done it.
Yeah. Have you played the Borderlands, the pre-sequel?
No.
Oh, next time I go to your place, I'm bringing that game.
Damn it, there goes our week.
Yes, there goes our week. It is.
In movie news, Hunger Games still tops the box office.
Okay, the things that impressed me in the movie news. Viktor Frankenstein opened at 12 with 3 million.
Yeah, I know. That's why my screenshot of it is so long. Because it's usually only go to, what, week number 7 or 8?
Yeah, something like that.
But I was going down the list, I'm like, holy shit, The Martian is still... at number 10,
it's still
at
there.
Week 9.
Yeah, the Martian made how much? Made more money at week 9.
Fine, I'll do it this way. The Martian basically made 4/3 of what Viktor Frankenstein did opening up.
And I hear good things about the movie. I hear it's really good.
Yeah, but at this point in time, who gives a shit about Frankenstein?
Well, yeah, and what I hear is that the movie... what I hear is that the movie is about Igor. And they call the movie Frankenstein. And everybody's like, why?
Right.
Why? But that is... let's face it, that's a flop. It's not jamming the hologram, but that's a flop. And that does not even cover the salaries of one of these two people, because it's what, James McAvoy and Harry Potter? I don't remember his name. I'm sorry. He's Harry Potter. But... yeah, so that doesn't pay the craft service on this movie. People are going to get fired. Let's be honest. People are going to get fired. But Creed coming in that third place with almost 30 million?
Yeah, that, right behind The Good Dinosaur.
That is really, really good for this movie. And it's a really great movie. Any Rocky fan out there that are like, I don't know if I should. You should. This is the best Rocky movie since Rocky. In 1976, 7, whatever, around these dates. But it's the best since then. You're a fan of Rocky. You're just a fan of the story of people trying to get better at something. Go watch that. Michael B. Jordan is so great in that role. You have no idea how good he is. And Stallone, this is the second best performance of his life after the original Rocky. So I'm really, really happy that the movie is doing good. So, can't wait to see what's going to be the next step. And Hunger Games is doing good. Only dropped 49% on the second week, which is great for a movie. The thing, though, is that it made $198 million at this point. The last movie, I think, not the last, the second one, it made $158 on the first weekend. So, according to the studio, it's a failure.
Yeah, that's rough to see. That's rough to hear, but...
Hey... Avenger Age of Ultron, according to the studio, a failure, almost not profitable. Can you believe it?
Then maybe they shouldn't spend so much money on the marketing.
Maybe they should spend so much money on Robert Downey Jr. that was paid $80 million for this movie.
Well, man's got a good contract.
I know. He's getting a great contract. It's crazy. But studios have a weird way to see if a movie is profitable or not. I mean, Spectre, they say it is, and it has to make $1 billion to be. And it's not there yet. But they're like, yeah, it's going to be. It's not a problem. But talking about Marvel a little bit before, Marvel is hiring a new writer for Thor 3. And
this writer has a vagina.
Is it impressive? Marvel is... Actually, with all the flack in Hollywood right now about women representation in movies and everything, this is a great move. They need to start to get more female perspective in these movies. And if they want female led movies, please have a female to write them, because that's guys. We're doing the best we can to try to understand the psyche of a woman. Let's be honest. We fail most of the time.
All the time.
Some movies are okay, but most of the time. So that's a good move. I think Marvel's doing everything right. Have you seen that they released the Sokovia Accord online on Twitter? In the Civil War trailer, they talk about the Sokovia Accord, which is basically the Superhero Registration Act from the comic book Civil War. So they just changed the name. Sokovia, I think, if I remember correctly, is the city that got trashed in Age of Ultron.
Okay.
And if you read the thing, they basically say, yeah, you're not going to do that anymore. You're going to ask the UN if you can go there, and we will dispatch you. But if you do this by yourself, you will be accountable.
See, I get it, but I don't. It's like, okay, you don't understand that everybody would have been dead on the planet, people.
Yeah, but the we don't have the whole story, but there's another incident that happened at the start of the movie also, which bring that at some point. They're like, okay, these people need to be accountable for what they do. Anyway, well, wait to see the movie, but I found that was nice piece of Easter egg that they released online. So I was kind of happy with that. National Board of Review crowns Mad Max Fury Road the best movie of 2015. And you know what?
I need to rent it again.
I can't really be mad about that because, dang, that was great.
Or that The Martian won 3. Oh. Best director, best actor. Best director for Ridley Scott, best actor for Matt Damon, and best adapted screenplay.
Okay, question. You win best director, best actor, best adapted screenplay, but not best movie. I understand. You don't give screenplay to Mad Max. It's not adapted anyway. Nobody would win the best actor in there. But if there was something, I think best director could have went to Mad Max and best movie, The Martian. Why? Because Mad Max is a directorial masterpiece. Say whatever you want. That's what it is.
Speaking of that, I need to see The Hateful Eight.
I saw the trailer before Creed.
The new one? The second one?
Yeah, straight before Creed. And the first one, I was not sold. The second one?
Yeah.
Yeah, take my money. Go.
The one where they're talking about, like, the thief, the murderer, the whatever.
It sounds like...
like Clue.
No, it's like Reservoir Dog, but in the Old West. And Reservoir Dog was really good. And another Tarantino movie. So, and let's face it, Kurt Russell with the big freaking stash.
The big fucking Yosemite Sam beard.
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
Her mustache, yeah.
He's wonderful. And I am a huge Kurt Russell fan when he doesn't take himself seriously. When he takes himself seriously, I think he's a really bad actor. When he's playing just for fun, you see it, he's great. He was the best thing out of, what's the name? God, I don't remember.
But Expendables.
No, it's a movie, the Grindhouse movie that Tarantino did with the car.
I didn't see any of those.
He was playing Stuntman Mike or something like that. The movie's not really great, but the performance of Kurt Russell worth the watch. That's the only reason it worth it. It's the performance of Kurt Russell and all the reference to Point Break, because Point Break. For all the listeners, I rewatched Point Break since we reviewed it because damn, that movie's good.
You're such a nerd. Okay, so even though I know nothing about Deadpool other than everything you've told me and Op and everyone else has basically enlightened me to, it seems like they're doing it exactly like you guys said it needed to be done.
Okay, I don't know if this movie is going to be good. Just want to be really blunt about this. But their marketing...
The advertising, yeah, the marketing.
Is so good, I could take another year before they release the movie of just marketing.
Because it is everything you said, like the breaking the fourth wall, just him being a dick, him talking about himself all the time.
It's the stunt that they're put that they've pulled at Halloween. This poster that looks like a teen movie, badass, yeah. Smartass, great ass. I mean, come on.
That's 2 months from tomorrow.
Yeah. So I can't wait. I just can't wait to see this movie. It's the. They better just let them do whatever the hell they want and not done a Fantastic Four out of this.
They fucked it up, but hopefully not. Sidebar, this last weekend I watched the Rogue Cut of X-Men First Class.
Oh, and?
I really liked it. It doesn't add a lot, but there's a couple nice, you know, moments and touches and seeing Quicksilver again doing the run was just... amazing. What are you doing? I'm holding your head so you don't get whiplash.
Yeah, Quicksilver is the best thing. When I saw the trailer, was it the trailer for Apocalypse or something? At some point, there was a couple of pictures, and I saw that he was in the next movie. I was like, okay, they understood that everybody loved this character, and Marvel understood that. Yeah, we're going to introduce him and kill him really fast so that Fox can do whatever the hell they want with him. It really feels like that now. I'm sorry, but It does.
Oh, God, I never even thought about that.
It really does sound like that now. They kill him for no freaking reason. I mean, there was a meme on the internet this week, because when you watch a TV show, The Flash, which he's a speedster as well, he actually moves so fast that he can take bullet from the air and put them in his hand and just have a bunch of bullet in his hand. And there's that meme where you have Flash doing that, and at the bottom you have Quicksilver getting shot, and they're like, "Oh, Flash get catch bullet. Oh, Quicksilver catch bullets." It's like, yep.
That's so fucked up.
Yep, indeed. Indeed. They do have the same power technically, but okay. Let's live with that. So yeah, I really think Marvel killed the character, because they were like, okay, let's introduce him in the Avenger. Let's take him away right away. So Fox is going to do their thing, and we don't have to worry about that, the people being confused, because we just killed the character right away.
What came out first? X-Men, right?
Yeah.
Was it still in production?
Yeah.
The other one.
They could have shot both and waited to
right. and then,
the movie. Yeah.
Right. Post-produce the other one, depending upon if what's-her-name was awesome,
yeah,
which it was.
Yeah, and he totally stole the movie. But to go back at what we were saying about the next movie, I just can't wait. I just can't wait.
Fox, I'm ready.
They're reshooting in Montreal in January, so I might have some scoop at that point.
I also remember that that movie was the one that Miss Halle Berry said she liked my voice.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, pretty cool.
We like to say hi to her if she's still listening to the cast.
Yeah, I doubt it. But hey, Miss Berry.
Yeah. She's not in the next movie, though.
Call us.
Call us. Come on the show, please.
Okay, so some other awesome freaking news.
Yes.
Predator sequel script is officially complete.
Not sequel. Now, it's a reboot, I think.
Oh, God, it says sequel.
It's a sequel. Okay, let's go with sequel.
So now, what is that? Is that Predator 3? Is that a Predator script? Are they pulling an X-Men and just skipping the second and third one or whatever it is? Are they going a Predators script and they're going to be on the Predator planet and explore more of that? I don't give a fuck. I'm intrigued for all of them.
Yeah, at this point, I'm intrigued for all of them as well. But what I've heard, and they don't really talk about it, I'm looking at the article, they don't really know yet. They're calling it Predator sequel. We don't know exactly if it's a reboot, a soft reboot, a long
continuation. They're basically just saying it's going to have some big dreadlock-wearing, trophy-hunting, alien shoulder cannon-wearing motherfuckers in it.
Yeah, and Shane Black is going to be directing, so...
Yes. No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
They didn't say that.
Yes, director Shane Black, upcoming Predator sequel. Yes. Shane
is
Black
it Monster is... Squad? It was Monster Squad I was talking about the other
yes.
one.
Yes.
You guys are freaking out.
Yeah. With
right the... here. Tarek, best known for writing and directing 80s classics, Night of the Creeps, which was also good, and Monster Squad.
And what they don't put in there is Iron Man 3 and Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
No, that's not. Derek.
Oh, that's not the writer. But Monster Squad was part directed or part written by Shane Black as well.
Nah.
He had something to do with that as well. So anyway, it's a Shane Black movie. And it's a Predator movie. Go. Put that on my screen. Take my money. Fuck. Please. Okay. I'm excited. A little bit.
Well.
I'm gonna
more
be a nice guy.
Shane Black Shane Black excitement.
Yes. Shane Black is doing the spiritual sequel to Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Already, this is selling me the movie. But
yeah, but I'm afraid.
I'm afraid too, but on the other hand, okay. Best actor in the world
Ryan
right now.
Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe.
Yeah, best actor in the world right now is probably Daniel Day-Lewis. The runner-up is Russell Crowe. He never does comedy.
Russell, who, what? He's the second best actor in the world.
If you ask me, an American actor, I think after Daniel Day-Lewis, I think he is.
Daniel Day-Lewis, I get why you're fucking that up, but I don't know if I can agree with you that he's the best actor in the world, but I'll give you a maybe on that. But to say Russell Crowe, fucking cow or Father Al smoking fat cigarettes outside.
Okay, let's talk about like a Beautiful Mind, Gladiator, even the freaking Robin Hood movie, that was not really good. It was great in it.
I hate your face. We'll agree to disagree. But no, this could be a lot of fun. If it has anything like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Hey, Ryan Gosling's playing a PI and Russell Crowe's playing the muscle. And it's written by Shane Black. It's probably going to happen during Christmas. It's going to be fun as hell.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh yeah, I'm ready. But everybody knows I'm a Shane Black sucker. I'm gonna watch anything that this guy touched. So I'm so happy with these two last news. In other news, Wonder Woman set pics leaked, and we're confirming that it's happening in the past, somewhere around World War One.
Different time periods it'll take place in.
Yeah,
because he's supposedly gonna play his grandfather and himself
and son. Yeah, he's gonna play his grandfather and his son, something like that. Right. Reports on this movie are scattered at best. We don't know anything, so we'll see if all this is true. But all this is rumor at this point. The only thing I can say is that the official picture that they released, I love. She looks beautiful in it, and we'll talk a little bit later about what she looks.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there.
BVS, but the picture from the past with Chris Pine looks really well. Seems that a lot of production money.
Haters gonna hate. She looks good in all of it.
Oh yeah, I agree. But the haters gonna hate. Well, yeah.
Oh, I meant that towards you because I figured you'd hate.
No,
Michael B. Jordan, of course, he says he's totally ready for Creed 2, if and when.
Oh, and I am so ready to have the next chapter in his story. Oh my God, I'm ready. Do it before Sylvester Stallone is too old. Please. Please do it before he's too old. These two actors have so much chemistry. I can't say how much I love this movie. I don't know if... Are you a Rocky fan, Beef?
Maybe. I don't know. No, I'm not a Rocky fan. I'm not a Rocky hater either.
Okay.
But none of them have ever really, like...
I'll be honest.
Stunned me.
I'm a huge fan of the first Rocky. We watched them all with, in the old days of Legends with Frank. That's my first exposure to the old series in a row. Big fan of 1 and 2. 3 is okay to me. I know it's most people's favorite. There's more action, moving faster. Seems like the end of a trilogy. It's great. 4 is fun. Versus the Russian is fun, but it's not a great movie. It's fun. The fifth movie is abysmal. The sixth movie is really good. If you have two of these movies...
That's the one with Tommy Gunn?
Yeah, that's abysmal. You shouldn't... Even the movies don't recognize that this happened, to be honest. Because he's supposed to be sick and have brain damage, and they never mention it ever again. But if you have two or... Let's say you want to watch 3 of these movies. I say you watch the first one, Rocky. You watch Rocky Balboa, which was the sixth one, and Creed. Those would be the 3 really good ones that are not made to be a quote-unquote formula movie. They're not. They're really introspection into a character. So you see him going from nothing to something, and then you see in Rocky Balboa, which is a 6th movie, what happened after all of that and where he is and the impact of that life on him. That's what worked for me really, really, really well in this series. So I'm happy that Creed is good. I'm really, really, really happy. And Michael B. Jordan, congratulations on saving your career after Fantastic Four.
Yeah, way to go, dude.
Okay, can we talk about Wonder Woman now?
Yes, we can. Batman vs. Superman trailer. Amazing.
I want to know what you think of it before I start ranting.
The whole trailer or Wonder Woman? Or yes, all of it.
The whole trailer.
I think it's fucking cool. I like the differences in... I think I read this, too, in one of the articles. But the differences in how Gotham and... Metropolis look at their heroes. Gotham, he's ridiculed. Metropolis, he's praised like a god.
And what Bruce Wayne tells Clark Kent is like, every time your hero saves a cat from a tree, you write a puff piece in your paper.
Right. At first Superman says to Clark Kent something along the lines of, you know, how do you feel about a vigilante in your town taking whatever.
How do you feel about the bad villain that he's got him?
Yeah, bad villain, whatever, taking justice into his own hands. And he's like, well, or doesn't like vigilantes. Something about vigilantes, he says, well...
Isn't this a little bit hypocritical to talk about the Gotham vigilante that way when your hero save a cat and you write a puff piece?
And then, what was the next line, though? The next line is the most telling one.
Oh, I don't remember. And I watched that like 20 times.
But it's just the way that they underhandedly slap each other.
Oh, it's beautiful. And they don't know. But do you think...
No. Oh, and this all coming from an alien who could burn us down with his eyes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Or you know, when they write a puff piece. And this is all when he's an alien, when he could burn us down with his eyes or something like that. That's just like, oh, shit.
That's beautiful. But one big question based on the trailer only. does Lex Luthor know these guys are? Because it's like, Clark Kent, meet Bruce Wayne. I love to make to put people
I
together.
I think so. He's got to have an inkling.
It's because the next line, he shakes the hand of Superman. Yeah. What a hand. You don't want to pick a fight with this guy. I'm like, okay. Do you know at this point already?
It depends where that falls in the movie.
I think he knows Batman is Bruce Wayne. I'm not sure he knows if Clark Kent is Superman yet.
Okay, why wouldn't he? He would know Superman first, wouldn't he? In the whole DC universe?
But he has glass. No, yes and no. In the DC universe, Batman has been active for 15 years. He's old Batman. He's retired Batman.
True. Okay, so now is Zod reanimated to be Doomsday?
Okay, let's start the rant. They should not have shown that in the movie.
No, they shouldn't have shown that in the trailer.
The first 2 minutes of this trailer were perfect. They needed to stop there. If that trailer stopped at 2 minutes, would have been one of the most amazing trailers that I've seen. Oh, I don't like usually when they put scene in the trailer, but the first scene was kind of fun. When you get to the Doomsday thing, I'm like, okay, you're showing me third act fight, which I can mainly deduct most of the movie, and you're basically showing me Lex Luthor doing Frankenstein with Zod's
body
and creating the only thing I can think it's Doomsday because it doesn't look like anything else, but it doesn't look like Doomsday that much either.
It looks close.
It's close.
It looks close enough to fucking Doomsday for me. The only issue that I ever bought of Superman was Superman is dead.
Well,
it's fucking Doomsday. If that's not Doomsday, then I don't know what they're going for.
Well, if it's Doomsday, and okay, this is going to be crazy, but they need to kill Superman at the end of this movie. And
not maybe at the end of this one. Maybe at the end of a next one.
Well, okay.
But then they'll bring his ass back because it'll sell more movies.
Well, okay. Listen to me. Listen to me.
I'm
for
listening.
A second. No. Okay. Walk with me. It's a journey.
I'm
it's gonna
trying.
Be
shut up.
It's
going to
be great.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
I got to shut up.
Okay. I think based on the original Death of Superman storyline, I think you can kill Superman at the end of this movie and make the Justice League movie, first of all, about Batman recruiting to replace Superman and then having Superman come back to life the same way they did in the comic. I think that would be a great idea. I don't think they're going to have the balls to kill Superman at the end of this movie.
I like that because same thing. Walk with me here. They did their first one. They jump-started the DC universe by doing the Man of Steel, right?
Yes.
They're going to bring him back and give it another shot in the arm to introduce all of these characters, their new Batman, blah, 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 blah. Then they got the Sinister Six. No, what is it?
Suicide Squad.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Double S's. You got the Suicide Squad coming out, so that'll reinvigorate Batman. Then you'll probably get a standalone Batman in some time. You'll get Wonder Woman, blah, 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 blah. They could do it. And then that you get, so what, would you get another Justice League without Batman or without Superman? Or would he come back at the end of it? Or would he come back in like a third one?
If I was the studio, I would greenline Man of Steel 2 right now. And I would release Man of Steel 2 and Justice League Part 1 in the same 6 months. And I would have the resurrection of Superman in his own movie. Okay, Man of Steel 2. But I would have these two movies happening at the same time. So by the mid-Justice League movie, the Man of Steel 2 finish, and he can join the Justice League back. I would totally just write these two things happening mostly at the same time.
My brain hurts.
So you could even have the first part of Justice League without Superman at all, or just at the end.
You mean the second, the third, the second Justice League.
The first one. The second Justice League, you have everybody. By the end of the first Justice League, you reintroduce Superman to everyone. And Justice League 2,
So Superman would die like halfway through.
He would die at the end of Batman v Superman, come back in Man of Steel 2.
Okay.
But since the movie would happen in the same timeline as Justice League, he could arrive at the end of Justice League, you know?
My brain hurts.
He comes back. I came back to life. I can help you.
What about the line of... And Gal Gadot looks fucking amazing. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, everybody that are not down with Gal Gadot, look at this and telling me, she's fucking thin. Look at comic books. All the freaking women in comics books are freaking thin. She's look like an Amazonian.
She maybe doesn't look like an actual Amazonian, but neither did 98% of the drawings of Wonder Woman. I was always one of the fucking non-haters because I ate enough crow over Rocket Raccoon. She looks amazing. She looks enough like a comic book character to be holy shit. Now, if she can act and hold it up, we'll see. But I love the line where Doomsday or whoever shoots whatever that was at Batman, and she deflects it or whatever, and they both look at each other like, did you bring her? I thought you did.
But I think that's
it's a different scene. Totally different.
Yeah, because he's in the car and then he's up, but still, it's awesome.
I get it. It's a cutscene, but still, it's like, that's a great fucking exchange.
Oh, and I need to mention this. The bad voice. Awesome. It's a voice changer. Finally, they went with the comic explanation. It's a voice changer. It
what do you mean? I'm really a badass. My parents are dead.
Yeah, but he's not doing that.
That hurts my fucking voice after four or five lines of it. I don't know how anyone could do it all goddamn movie.
Here you go. So I think that voice changer, and again, I'll fucking Ben Affleck Ader. Go. Disappear. Look at this. He played in that 3-minute thing. Batman and Bruce Wayne really well. Maybe they chose the best scene. I don't know. I haven't seen the whole movie.
I think I was the only one on this cast that didn't lose their shit the first time we had breaking Legends news.
No, I was half and half. I was like, you need to prove yourself.
You were still on the side of losing your shit.
I was half and half. After
I calmed you down and brought you back down by saying the town and Argo. And then you said, oh, well, maybe he'll... This will be a backdoor phrasing for him to direct.
And his which own is band. Happening right now.
Krampus?
Okay, I never heard about Krampus maybe before 2012, 2013. And since then, 3 movie came out. This is becoming something more and more popular. Everybody knows, which is the horror side of Christmas, basically. He's the bad Santa Claus or something. This movie looks awesome. I want to see that.
You, oh my god!
I love horror shit. You know that.
I know, but you fucking boggle my mind. You won't go see stupid, funny, stupid.
I don't like your American comedy. I don't think your American humor in movies is great. Your American stand-ups are the best in the world.
I get stand-up too, but this looks like a cheesy, campy horror film. This to me, honestly, looks like. Not even that comedy as Gremlins, but like Critters or something.
Critters was so good in his so badness.
We should rewatch that. You know why? I wouldn't, even in the dead of summer when I was a kid, I wouldn't sleep with anything less than at least a sheet on because I was afraid of Critters.
Were you able to go to the bathroom because of the Critters?
Sometimes no.
Yeah, it stopped me too when I was young. At
getting
some point,
because under the bed, yeah, with the eat your feet, yeah.
There was one under the bed. There was one in the toilet. There was.
I wasn't worried about the one in the toilet. I would flush him.
The one in the toilet was killing me. That was
a weirdo. But no, we should definitely rewatch Critters.
We should. We should. That was really good.
Eye in the Sky, Aaron Paul.
I love this thriller. It's all about the morality of basically drone warfare. And I'm not getting into do I agree with the politic or not. I'm not getting into that. But the way they seem to present the conflict, I can't wait to see this movie. I really can't wait to see this movie.
I didn't think this would work in a movie, but it does. Or it seems to.
It does because it's all about is it okay to have a little bit of collateral damage to save X. And it's all about that morality. And
the setup is basically they do... I love the mini drones that they use in this. But anyway, so they get a mini drone into some sort of terrorist house, hut area. And they are setting up vests, suicide vests, whatever, 2, 3, 4. And they figure it'll kill at least 80 to 100 people. And they're going to take it out with a drone in the sky, but there is one child hula hooping in the backyard. And do you sacrifice the one innocent for 80 or 100 innocents later?
Yeah, that's the
personally, I probably would pull the trigger. As bad as that sounds, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even want to give an answer. I'll be honest. I just don't want to give an answer to this. I want to see the movie before I make a decision.
From the trailer right now, I would probably say yes.
The trailer tells you, yes, it seems
because
like
it's
a good
the quick easy because it's the quick easy decision, and I lived through 9/11. I mean,
agreed.
Really,
we both agreed. We both were there through 9/11, but it's a nice human conflict that we haven't touched much yet. I know there was a movie this year that did
moral questions. Most of these movies don't ask you moral questions of people.
Yeah, they just show
what
you.
What can you live with? They don't ask that.
Yeah, and it is something. Imagine the guy who actually dropped those bombs on the drone. The guy's a drone operator. I don't know. He studies engineering or something crazy like that. Man's not a killer. Still killing.
Yeah, not a trained killer usually.
But still killing. How do you live with that at night? No offense, but not everybody's born to be an assassin. Some people can't live with that. Some people can live with that way fucking too well. But some can't.
Depends how many zeros there are. I'm sorry.
Beef, your bounty hunting days are done. You know that, huh?
No.
Okay. We'll talk.
You can just call me Boba Fett, and I won't say anything for any movies or anything. I'll just say, like, two words.
You'll say something like, he's no good for me dead. And
that's it.
Put Captain Solo in the cargo hold. I think I'm pretty much done. It's the whole movie. Oh, as you wish. Here you go. All of Boba Fett and Empire. You can listen to our Empire review in next week's movie review, which will actually be out next week.
Yeah, if it isn't, we will crush Wing's balls.
Yeah, isn't that exciting? I just want to mention it before we go to the next news. Legends is up to date for the first time since the operator left. So we promise to keep a better pace.
Wing's just been really lazy and crushed with work, but let's
crushed
get back
with
to
work
the
trailers. And crazy accident and shit. But yes,
well, whatever. Ow, boom,
boom. Yes.
Kickboxer Vengeance. Fuck this and everything that it is, except that it has everybody from MMA in it, and I know Wing is gonna make me see it. And there is a cameo from Captain JCVD himself.
Why do you think that came out of my radar?
Yeah, I know.
I'm looking at this thing and I look. There's not a good actor in this, but they're all great fighters. This is going to be awesome. It's going to be cheesy. There's going to be no story whatsoever. It's going to be martial art from start to finish. I'm good.
Yeah, but you know what? It's going to be filmed amazingly, I'm sure. When you have that many people or that many good fighters fighting, you're going to have 12 cameras on them at all times.
Agreed. No, seriously, I know this is probably going to be a bad movie.
Yeah, no, there's it'll no be a horrible movie.
I know there's no redeeming quality to this. As soon as this gets on Netflix, I watch it the same day.
Jean-Claude Van Damme needs to do like Cyborgs and have all these people in it then too.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. Bloodsport, the second blood. I don't know. Yes.
Bloodsport, all the blood.
Yes.
Every drop of blood we can give you, legally.
You can have this for free, whatever studios.
All right, Star Wars.
Star Wars.
15 days from right fucking meow. Actually, 14 days, 2 hours, and 48 minutes, according to my clock.
Yeah, I'm going on Friday because I'm working Thursday night, and I don't like big crowds.
Oh, hey, Star Wars news. Okay. Bear with me. Walk with me here, everybody. So I was leaving for lunch the other day, and this radio station I always listen to has a Star Wars geek, Fireman Jim, that's always on, right? And he does questions and stuff, whatever. So they started a contest for you could win a life-size cutout of their Rock Girl, just the girl they get each year to do different promotions and crap. But she was in the Princess Leia gear.
Nice.
As the quick winning stuff. It was called, you know, Are You Smarter Than a Jedi or whatever. And you got entered to win a 20-hour, you basically a rewatch of the first 6 films and then the 7th film on opening day or whatever. So I'm on my way home from lunch, and the first question that they ask is, how do you know the Millennium Falcon is so fast? Whatever. Did the Kessel run in what?
12 parsec.
I called and said that, right? And she goes, oh, I don't know if I should take that. I'm like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? She's like, anything else? She goes, just under. I said, oh, shit. Just under 12 parsec. I said, just under. You're right. She goes, just say it. I said, just under 12 parsec. She goes, hey, you won.
So you won ticket for the whole thing?
No, I won the life-size cutout of some random chick in what's her name?
Okay,
in the Princess Leia gear, and I am entered to win the grand prize of the 20-some hours of cracked out.
Can I be honest? If I win, I would win that. I would actually time myself to walk in at the start of Revenge of the Sith. I would not go for episode one and Attack of the Clones.
I wouldn't go for probably any of the first ones.
What? Revenge of the Sith is great.
Okay, maybe then. But I'd still have to leave and like I wouldn't want to fall asleep. Okay, so I spend 10 or 12 hours in the theater watching all these other movies, and then I crap out during the one I actually want to see.
That's why I say you only go for like 11 hours. That's it.
You're fucking insane. Sleep I love you, but you're nuts.
Sleep during episode 1 and 2. Ooh, the fuck cares?
I'll go outside and sleep during episode 4.
During the original Star Wars? You're going to go sleep during the original
Star Wars? I just watched it. Well, maybe, depending.
No.
Or the second one. Or, sorry, episode 5 or episode 6, depending upon which one I like less over the next 2 weeks. Huh?
Okay, yeah. Because
what are you going to say? Blasphemy?
My brain is exploding, because if I could have a chance to see the original trilogy on a big screen right now, the 4, 5, and 6. Actually,
how about this?
Actually, that's not true. I would sleep through 6. I would totally sleep through 6.
If I win by some miracle... And it's more than one ticket. Fly down.
I might fly down. But yeah, you let me know.
I will. As soon as I know, I probably won't win. But still,
you
I
never
call,
know.
I'm like, I know this, and I call, and they're usually caller number 12 because they're like 102, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I call, and she's like, caller number 7, and I'm like, and she's like, what's your answer? I'm like, so I said it because I'm thinking it's whatever. But she's like, oh, it's the 7th number because it's the 7th Star Wars. Anyways, sorry.
But that's great. I want a picture of the cardboard cutout so we can put in the show note when you get.
Oh, I will. I'm going to roll it out and tack it to the wall.
Beautiful.
It's seriously, she's a tall bitch. It's like 5'10 or 5 whatever.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's gonna be great.
It's huge. I'm gonna put it in the podcast room for a couple pictures, and then I'm gonna take it to work and let all the guys there oogle over it and whatever.
And you're lying at work. I think that's a great idea. They're gonna love that.
Oh yeah. And it's seriously like a laser cut sticker. You have to put it on something.
Oh, okay. It's a sticker. It's not a carton cutout. Okay.
Well, yeah, no, it's a large poster.
Okay.
But you can peel her out and put it on the wall.
No, I was asking because here I have a giant cardboard cutout from, I think it's episode 3 that I got at some point when I was working in a theater, so I thought that was the same kind of thing.
If you want a random chick dressed as Princess Leia, I'll ship her to you. You can slap it on that cardboard cutout.
I have Vader here, so I can put father and daughter together, I guess.
Father and step-stepdaughter from another universe?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, from Earth 2. Fair enough.
From Earth.
Earth too.
Okay, so back to non-beef Star Wars news.
Yeah, but I just want to say again, if I won these tickets, I would go see probably 3, 4, and 5, sleep during 6, and be really ready for 7.
See, I told you. I mean, or at least sleep for the last like 45 minutes of 6 once the Ewoks start singing.
Yeah, exactly. Because I know it's not a popular view of this movie, but my favorite trilogy is still 3, 4, and 5. So I know I'm weird.
I should watch it like that someday. Okay, but anyways, Mark Hamill goes undercover to raise some more money for the Change for Charity, or what is it?
Yeah, Force for Change. Harrison Ford did appear on some video on YouTube. People were talking with the people from Force for Change, and all of a sudden, Harrison Ford was just like popping up on the video. Mark Hamill suited up in a First Order Stormtrooper armor, went on Hollywood Boulevard, and started asking for people to give him money. And he started asking Darth Vader, Jedi in the streets, and nobody, according to the story, nobody knew it was Mark Hamill. So the video was really funny. Check in the show note. It's like 4 minutes. Really freaking worth it. It's amazing.
I'm ready to be a stormtrooper now at some point in time in my life. I didn't really like the old gear.
The new gear
was
amazing.
But all the new shit, I'm sure I can find something to like.
If I have one stormtrooper armor to build at this point, based on what we've seen, I want the flametrooper armor. Looks amazing.
Shit, I'll go as Captain Phasma with her crow ass. I don't mind.
You're not a chick?
I don't give a shit. I'll tuck it for that day.
Okay, fair enough. But yeah, okay, the best stormtrooper armor is Captain Phasma. We have to agree.
But you know what? I'd probably have to go with something else because I'd always be worried about getting smudged. Like, don't touch my shit! Hey, can you...
It's an armor,
and like buffing it with my cape.
That shiny would.
Yeah, dude. Don't touch your. Don't get your greasy thumbprints on there, you fucking Wookiee.
Just for fun, did you buy anything from the Force Awakens already? Any toys or?
Did I? I don't. No, I was. Abby and I were going to get some vinyl pops. I don't think we did.
Yeah, I got the Captain Phasma vinyl pop. That's the only
thing
I bought.
One, that's the one that I jumped at, too, but I didn't.
Yeah, that was that or BB-8, and I was like, oh, crumb.
I'm going to get a BB-8, though. I'm going to spend the $100 and whatever dollars on a... Did you see, like, the $10,000 gold and diamond-plated BB-8 someone made?
So amazing. So, you know what? This is the most amazing thing. They created BB-8 out of thin air. People were bitching like hell.
Oh my god! And now everybody's like, "Oh my god!"
This is the toy that you can buy that's remote control from your iPhone and everything. I think everybody that I know that had $150 lying out bought that thing.
And half the people that didn't.
Yeah, and half the people that had no money actually put that on a credit card. It's really fucking impressive. Seriously. This character is so popular, and we've seen, what, 3 minutes?
Not even.
A minute and a half of stuff with him in it. Everything's awesome. And the fact that they got that thing to freaking work by itself, I mean, it's not a CGI creature. It's amazing. I can't believe. Do you think they're actually going to replace R2-D2 down in time?
They might. I mean, they're making a new one. This can do more. I mean, realistically, BB-8 can do more on a movie set than R2-D2 can.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And I don't know if you ever watched the behind the scenes from the original trilogy, but that R2-D2 was never working correctly. That's why Kathleen Kennedy went to fans to build their droids. We have a friend that built an R2-D2.
Oh, and it's so amazing.
And it is really, really amazing. And it's actually guys like this that got the job. These are the guys that got the job. Just fans that were building R2-D2 out of thin air for fun. Kathleen Kennedy went to a convention with these guys and was like, do you want to work on the next Star Wars movie? We could actually use some of the help. And let's face it, for someone that you're building R2-D2, that's the dream job. So These guys made R2-D2s that actually work. They made BB-8 that actually work and all that. This is amazing. I'm just saying. It's amazing. I'm excited. I can't wait. Star Wars is coming.
Other Star Wars news. Over 2,500 actors. Yes, 2,500 actors have auditioned for the young Han Solo spinoff.
That's crazy.
Basically, everybody, I think I'm going to send my audition in too. Everybody on the planet is. Screw it. Why not?
I looked at the small list of people we know, and the guys who was playing Arsenal and Arrow wasn't there, and I was like, are you kidding me?
The only one that caught my eye was Chandler Riggs, and I know he wouldn't be great for it, but he has the hair.
Isn't he like 36?
The kid from Walking Dead.
Oh, okay. No, I thought it was another guy. Okay, sorry. Yeah, okay. Well, I could kind of see that. That's really young, though.
No, I know. And he's just got the hair. It was nothing more than the hair.
But if you look the list on of known actor that we know, they basically, the audition actors from like 40 to 15, and I'm like,
it's 18 to 32 is supposedly what they're shooting for.
18 to 32, that's a big gap. I mean, I don't know for you, Beef, but between 18 and 32, I changed a lot.
I honestly didn't change much. I mean, attitude and personality and douchebagginess, totally, but...
Well, that's what shows in a movie.
And my hair, I did lose my hair, but still.
You didn't lose, you shaved them because you like Breaking
Bad.
Well,
you're right, you're right, you're right.
You'd like Breaking Bad too much, that's what.
No, I did shave. I was losing it, though. I shaved it, so.
Oh, you seriously? Because I know you shaved them for to do a Breaking Bad cosplay at some point, and you never let them go
back.
It's
because it was the test.
Oh, okay. Great idea, then.
Yeah.
Great idea. But, yeah.
Harris.
But you can't make a mistake on the Han Solo casting. You can't. So.
Well, you can, and it could be horribly.
Well, we don't want another Aiden Christensen, okay?
Was he really that bad, though? I mean, I get some people didn't like him, but...
I'm on the fence because I think people are going to send hate mail, but whatever. I think that physically was okay. Honestly, I think physically looked what I had Darth Vader at that age in mind. I thought it would be older, to be honest. But if, okay, they're going with that age, I think it looked good. The acting was really, really bad. But you have Liam Neeson on the set in episode one, and you get him to act bad. And it's fucking Liam Neeson. He's a great actor. So how much is it Lucas? How much is it Christensen? I don't know. My point is, when they cast Obi-Wan Kenobi, they went for, what's his name? Ewan McGregor. And even if he didn't have any direction, he took direction upon himself and just played Obi-Wan the way he wanted to play it. And he's the actor that did the best in this in the prequel trilogy. So I want an actor that's good enough to be able to do that if he's not well-directed. Though, it's Phil Lord and Chris Miller that are directing. So I'm kind of positive that they're going to be able to.
Director Schmechter, just make a good move. Oh,
director wait, is my... okay. A great director. Okay, and this is a point I want to address, actually. Let's move from Star Wars for a second. A great director should direct actor, not just the movie. A lot of people have a problem with Zack Snyder because Zack Snyder is not an actor director. He's a visual director. We always said, Zack Snyder movie is beautiful. It's usually kind of stiff. And sometimes the story came second to the beautifulness of the visual. A really good director will have the best performance that he can from his actor and then rely on his director of photography to make the movie look good. Sam Mendes, Skyfall. Even Spectre in a certain way. He wanted to make a classic Bond. He did. People didn't like it. Okay, but he did a classic Bond anyway. But the guy is an actor-director. He takes time. He buy beautiful shot by getting some of the most amazing director of photography. Doesn't care after that. You're good enough. I know you're going to do great stuff. Let me concentrate on the performance of the people on the screen. George Lucas is known to have one direction. Can you do it faster and more intense? Can you do it faster and more intense? That's not direction. All of the actors that worked with George Lucas that did well agreed that they had to do their own direction and that in Star Wars, the best acting movie are the one not directed by George Lucas because the director had time to focus on the actor while Lucas was running around to do the rest. So, end of rant. I think directors are important for actors. Oh, fuck you, Beef. It's because you know I'm right.
Fuck you. Harrison Ford on Jimmy Fallon busts a classic vintage Harrison Ford doll, and Jimmy Fallon is clearly sad for half a second, and then he realizes Harrison Ford just busted my Harrison Ford doll. It's okay.
It's another real classic Harrison Ford, by the way, but
no, I know.
Cute. The clip is really, really funny. Harrison Ford's like, I'm an Oscar nominee. I'm doing this.
They closed the door on me.
They closed the door on me and Falcon on him.
So great.
Harrison Ford is having a career revival with the promotion of this thing. It's amazing. We now know, though, how long is going to be The Force Awakens. And it's one of the longer movies. I mean, it's going to clock at 136 minutes. The longest movie is Attack of the Clone. Which is the worst, if you ask me, at 142, while the shortest is the original at 121. So it's kind of in the range. It's kind of one of the longest one. With everything they have to do in this movie, I'm okay with it. It's 2 hours and 6 minutes. There's going to be at least 10 minutes of credit. So,
yeah, and in the extended cut of Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers, there's like 30 minutes of credits. It's
yeah,
crazy.
It's because you could pay to have your name in the credit. If you look in that old credit 30 minutes, you see my name somewhere.
Loser.
Yes.
But yeah, so, yeah.
It's coming. 15 days. 15 days we're going to be Star Wars. It's going to be Star Wars. So excited.
And Gremlins are apparently going to be the new Transformers.
Yeah, that's in non-news because I think there's a Gremlin news every month.
Whatever. There might be a Gremlins again. Yay, thanks for the
news. Yeah, and the guy is like, oh yeah, my ideas have a bunch of Gremlin like bunking up together and becoming a Godzilla-sized Gremlin. I'm like, no.
More than meets the eye.
I guess Transformers are working, but what is that? What was it that we checked the other day was like gods of Egypt or something like that that were like weird Transformer people?
No.
You don't remember that? We never reviewed that for the cast. Dude, next week we're going to talk about the trailer of Gods of Egypt that came out a month ago. but we're gonna talk about it, and you're gonna be like, "What the hell is that?" Somebody,
I need more bourbon to keep me going.
Yeah, for this trailer, you should watch it after the cast when you're way bourbon apt.
All right, I'll take it under advisement.
Okay, that's the news, folks.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin McLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or GunnaGeek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.